This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Farron. On the first Friday of each month, we discuss a topic related to the environment and its impacts on Michigan. And we do so with Lisa Wozniak, the executive director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters. She also serves as co-host of WEMU's first Friday Focus on the Environment. And it's good to be with you, Lisa.
It's a pleasure, as always, to be here, Dave. And our guest today is U.S. Senator Gary Peters, who was reelected in November for his second term as U.S. Senator from Michigan.
Welcome to the show, Senator Peters. It's a pleasure to have you with us again, and congratulations on your reelection.
Well, thank you, David and Lisa. I appreciate that. It's great to be on your program, and I just think it's so important that you highlight these important issues for your listeners.
Well, Senator, you undoubtedly heard a lot from your constituents while on the campaign trail last year, and you know the challenges facing Michiganders, from the economy and health care to safe drinking water and the real-life impacts from our changing climate. As you enter your second term, what are your environmental priorities for this 2021 session?
Well, I think we have a number of those priorities, but let me just say at the outset, right now, our number one priority that we are focused on is getting another COVID relief package to help folks get through the crisis that we're in. As you mentioned, we're in the middle of a public health crisis and an economic crisis at the same time. In fact, I met yesterday at the White House with President Biden and Vice President Harris. I'm now the incoming chair. Now that we have the majority here in the Senate, I will be chairing the Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee. And was there in that capacity talking about the importance of this legislation, and particularly in the areas of jurisdiction. In Homeland Security, I oversee FEMA, the federal emergency management folks that are overseeing the response to the pandemic. And unfortunately, under the previous administration, there was not in any way an adequate national response. Every state was left to do it on their own, and that's not the way to deal with a national crisis. In this package, there will be roughly $50 billion of disaster assistance loans funds that will be provided to local governments, states, as well as FEMA's efforts right now for vaccine distribution. So that's something I'm focused on. How do we get the vaccine in as many arms as possible to deal with it? But I think even in we're dealing with COVID, certainly COVID has had a major impact from an environmental standpoint, and particularly an environmental justice standpoint. And I'm pleased that the president has included substantial resources for environmental justice grants. We know that communities of color have been particularly impacted by the COVID pandemic, and those same communities also are normally impacted by environmental contamination and have environmental justice issues that rise to the top. And if anything, the pandemic has only further highlighted the disparities that we see across the communities, and we have to address the environmental impact that these communities are dealing with associated with COVID. So that's certainly the immediate priority, but we still have to deal with climate change. I'm incredibly excited about the Biden administration and President Biden in particular, his focus on climate, understanding that this is not something that can be set aside. It has to be a priority. He understands that time is not on our side. Every day that goes by continues to make addressing this problem even bigger, and we'll be taking comprehensive action, and I look forward to assisting him, and we can talk about specifics there. The other issue that I'm actively engaged in and will continue to be engaged in is PFAS contamination. Certainly, I want to thank the League of Conservation Voters. I know you've, in addition to climate, you've made this another one of your priorities as well through your organization, Lisa. And we now have an administration that's going to treat it with the seriousness that it deserves. I was pleased to work to acquire an additional $13 million for the former Fort Smith Air Force Base to accelerate their cleanup there. But we still have a whole lot more to do, and we have to deal with all of the sites that are all across our state, not just those related to the federal government, but private industry as well. And in order to do that, we have to set clear standards, and the EPA needs to step up and do their job. The Trump administration refused to do that. I'm confident the Biden administration will will empower the EPA to do what they are supposed to do, which is protect our environment, and we'll get those kinds of standards going forward. But in the meantime, we also have to protect people from PFAS. And in fact, today I will be introducing legislation, bipartisan legislation, to help protect firefighters who are using firefighting foam containing PFAS. And how do we help those firefighters avoid the kinds of exposure that can lead to serious health issues. Yes, and then I'll just mention one more. We can talk about whatever else you'd like, Lisa. But the other one, of course, is dealing with Line 5. Line 5 continues to be an unacceptable risk to the Great Lakes as that old aging pipeline sits on the bottom of the Straits of Mackinac. We have to get rid of that pipeline, and I'm going to continue to focus on that through my work. On the Commerce Committee, I oversee PHMSA, which is the federal agency responsible for oversight of pipelines. And I'm happy to say that my former member of my staff, I say former, he left just a little over a week ago, and he is now the acting administrator of PHMSA. So someone who I have a very close relationship with is now in a key role in the federal agency responsible for pipeline safety.
89.1 WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment continues. I'm David Fair, alongside my co-host Lisa Wozniak, the executive director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters. And our guest today is U.S. Senator Gary Peters. So much of the priorities you just laid out involve government accountability. And I want to go back to the PFAS issue that you brought up. There's so much discussion that the Pentagon has been far too lax in addressing its role in environmental issues. And, of course, the PFAS contamination emanating out of the Wurtsmith Air Force Base in Oscoda is one example, but there are other military bases all across the country. How is government accountability going to change moving forward in ensuring that the polluter pays?
Well, it must. We must step up, certainly related to any federal site, and I can say that I will continue to push the Department of Defense to step up to their responsibilities when there was contamination in those communities. You mentioned former Wurtsmith Air Force Base. We have another number of military sites around Michigan as well that we're very concerned about. I made this one of my top issues when questioning General Austin, who is now our incoming, just recently confirmed, Secretary of Defense. I pressed him in my early meetings with him, and I also pressed him during the committee hearing on his nomination to make it a priority. And I'm working with a number of my other colleagues in other states. As you mentioned, this is not just a problem unique to Michigan, although we have it is a very large problem in our state. Other states are also experiencing that. So as we set standards, as we force the EPA to do what they need to do, as I mentioned at the beginning of this interview, we also have to put resources behind them, those cleanup efforts. Folks have waited far too long to see any kind of action. The folks at Wurtsmith, although we were able to get additional money in this last appropriation, and we still have a long ways to go, and they've waited far too long. We're going to keep pressing this. And with the current administration, the Biden administration, I'm confident we'll be able to lean in and do right by the local communities.
Senator, you spoke in your opening remarks about Line 5. And Governor Gretchen Whitmer ordered the shutdown of Line 5 by May of this year. And this has become a major flashpoint in environmental news. In response, as I'm sure you've seen, Enbridge is rushing to get approval for their proposed tunnel project in an attempt to keep oil moving under our Great Lakes. Can you provide some perspective from the federal level on these actions and how shutting down Line 5 relates to President Biden's goals for carbon neutrality and a clean energy economy, and as well as his early actions around the Keystone XL pipeline?
Well, you're right, and I think I was certainly pleased, as I'm sure you were and your members, that one of the first actions that President Biden did was to shut down the Keystone pipeline, and that I think is a clear indication of his commitment to deal with pipeline safety, but more importantly, to deal with the impact of climate change and especially this. The kind of heavy crude that we have from Canada, from the tar sands, which is particularly problematic. So I will continue to work with the administration on these pipeline issues. As I mentioned in my opening, the acting administrator of PHMSA right now, is actually a former member of my staff who I worked with on for a number of years. He's going to do a wonderful job. I've also talked about Line 5 specifically with the incoming Secretary of Commerce, Pete Buttigieg, who was just recently confirmed, and he has the oversight responsibilities for PHMSA and pipelines. He also is passionate, which I'm happy to say, even though he's the mayor in Indiana, that his husband is a native of Traverse City. They purchased a home in Traverse City. He knows intimately how important the Great Lakes are, not just to Michigan, but to the country. And with that alliance, I believe we're gonna be able to make sure that we get that pipeline off the lake bed.
Senator Peters, unfortunately, our time today has run out, but I would like to invite you to be our guest again later this year, and we can further explore some of these environmental issues so important to the state of Michigan and the nation.
Well, I would love to do that. Thank you so much for having me on today.
That is U.S. Senator Gary Peters, and Lisa, I'll look forward to having you back in March.
It's been a pleasure speaking with you, Senator Peters, and David, I always look forward to speaking with you, and that will be in March.
Lisa Wozniak is Executive Director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters and co-host for WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment. For more information on today's feature and to visit our archive, go to our webpage at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.